can you tell us what fans can expect from the third instalment of Spider-Man?
Well, the third part is a culmination of everything that's happened in the first two movies, and a lot of conflicts that have been raised in the earlier parts are answered in this one. Particularly the conflict between my character Harry and Peter, a lot of that is addressed. And besides that, it's a great thrill ride, lots of action, and you know, everything that you've seen in the first two movies, but it's bigger and better.
Great. How does it feel getting back together with the familiar faces of the past couple of films?
Yeah, it's always great coming back to these movies. You know, Kirsten, Toby and I have been in all three movies, and Sam has directed all three movies, so it does feel like coming home in a way, and there's I think there's a great rapport between all of us and you know, especially on this movie, because we have known each other for 6 years now. Sam really let the actors contribute on this one much more, just in creating of their characters, and so it was great.
There's one scene where you and Toby are literally, you're battling amongst the skyscrapers of New York. How was that scene in particular to film?
Well, when you watch it, it's pretty spectacular and very exciting, but when you're filming it, it's a much slower process. You know, a lot of it's done with green screen and CGI, and so basically I'm just hanging by wires and the board strapped to my feet, and the wires are programmed by computers to do a specific move. So if we're doing a move where I turn sharp to the left, the wires will jerk me in that direction. And it takes a very long time to shoot. It took about a month and a half to film that, and then it took the effects team about an hour or a year or more to put all the effects in.
Harry!
You knew this was coming, Pete!
Tell us about the situation with Peter and Harry in the third installment of the film.
Yeah, well, my character Harry is under the misunderstanding that Peter has murdered his father. I mean, the audience knows that that's not quite the case, but Harry believes that's so. And so he wants to destroy Spider-Man, and at the end of part two, he finds out that Spider-Man is his best friend, but he's decided to put that aside, and he's going to kill him anyways.
If you were to describe the film in three words, what three words would you use?
Spider-Man is awesome.
Great. And what do you think the overall message behind Spider-Man 3 is?
The message behind Spider-Man 3, well, really deals with forgiveness. It deals with, you know, characters struggling with their darker sides and that conflict within everyone. And you see how some people went out over that dark side and some don't. And but ultimately, it's about forgiveness.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.